Indivisible's Vermilion County sponsored the rally at Vermilion and Fairchild Streets. It coincided with the same time that President Trump's military parade was occurring in Washington. Deanne Ryan, co-leader of Indivisible's Vermilion County, says participants in the rally feel that President Trump is abusing his power.
We think he thinks he's a king, and we don't think he's a king because we don't have kings in America. And so this is nationwide. It's millions of people all over the world, all over the country, and probably all over the world are saying we don't have kings in America. This is our country, and you're not taking our democracy.
Randy Hatton served in the U.S. Navy and was one of the people participating in the rally on Saturday.
Pretty frustrated with how the government's kind of just thrown the Constitution and some of our laws. Seem like we got to fight everybody in court for what's already been determined by law. A little frustrated as a veteran. I mean, I'm not too high on this military parade. It's kind of like what the communist countries do, and we got a president that's considered a five-time draft dodger.
Ryan noted it was a mixed crowd that was participating in the rally.
I see a lot of Republicans, and I see a lot of people who won't say if they're Republican or Democrat. I hope we have this many Democrats in Birmingham County. You just don't know. You know, a lot of people don't want to identify, but I think they're making a statement here today.
The Danville rally was one of hundreds held across the nation. I'm Bill Pickett.